Welcome to the Godshow.us Daily! Contract Grievance Night. 15 wisdom traditions. One question about whether a laugh before friendship counts as a binding agreement. And I, your announcer, am reading this card and already flagging it for my union rep, because nobody in my contract specified that I'd have to yell about emotional debt and the metaphysics of pre-friendship joy. Nobody. My agent is getting a very specific phone call, but first, a question gets answered.
TheGodShow.us is a free daily multilingual project where one question gets answered through 15 wisdom traditions. Find the question of the day, ask your own, and discover your belief profile at TheGodShow.us. Today's question, what do I owe the person who made me laugh first before we were actually friends yet? Two roads. Say yes, you owe them something. You carry a quiet obligation forward, maybe forever, into every room you share. Say no, you owe them nothing. That laugh evaporates, unclaimed, and you both just keep moving past a door that opened and closed. What do I owe the person who made me laugh first? Sufism goes somewhere that stops you cold. It says the laughter wasn't introduction, it was recognition. The Sufi framing is that the beloved sends heralds. That person's mouth was borrowed for an hour you didn't know you'd been waiting for. The most romantic thing anyone has said about a bad joke in a waiting room? Or it's just true. And that's the more unsettling possibility.
Buddhism disagrees completely, and it's not gentle about it. The person who made you laugh then is not who stands before you now. You are not who received it. What you're calling debt, Buddhism says, is just the mind trying to hold a cloud accountable for rain it no longer carries. There is no debtor. The cloud moved on.
Judaism has something different and sharper. It notes that the one who laughed first took the greater risk. Laughter before trust is chest without collateral. Loving kindness extended into the void. The Talmud move here is, that person crossed the sea before it parted. So you owe them the same unreasonable leap. Go first at something now.
Stoicism cuts it down to four words. Show up, extend warmth, mean it. Spend the debt now, not later. The rest is vanity, which does skip over the whole question of why the debt exists in the first place. Stoicism hands you the to-do list. Judaism gives you the theology. Cynicism, in this stack, says go find them and stop counting. Three very different reasons to do the same thing.
Groundhog Day does something to this question. Phil Connors wakes to the same day 600 times. The film is the one where Bill Murray is trapped in a time loop, living February 2nd on repeat in a small Pennsylvania town. And the person who finally cracks him open isn't owed repayment. She's owed continuation. You owe them another morning, not a text that says, hey, remember when? The next moment, where you go first, unguarded, before it's safe, that lands. Even absurdism, which says the universe filed no record of that laugh, agrees. Count it anyway. Out of defiance against a silence that witnessed it and meant nothing. Imagine moving boxes in an empty room. All your stuff reduced to cardboard and tape, nothing yet where it belongs. That's the before. The person who made you laugh before you were friends found you in that before. Take that box with you tomorrow. See what's in it.
Contract. Grievance night is now officially closed. I have submitted my formal complaint to the network regarding tonight's question on the grounds that, and I am quoting my own grievance here, no standard announcer agreement covers the emotional labor of reading copy about pre-friendship laughs and clouds and Sufi heralds and what Phil Connors owes anybody. The arbitration panel will convene. They will find for me. I will receive nothing. Much like the person in the empty room full of moving boxes who was made to laugh before the friendship had a name. No ledger, no payout, just the fact that it happened. Sitting in the chest like a box nobody unpacked. TheGodShow.us would like to thank our sponsor, Typeset.us. When generic web typography is letting you down, refine your work for free using Typeset.us. And thanks to DYorkMusic.com for our dark rock intro tune. TheGodShow.us is free daily and multilingual. If it's worth something to you, find a way to support it at TheGodShow.us.